stand at the position of attention, candidate.
That is not part of the uniform, candidate. You need to take that off.
This outfit is too matchy-matchy as it is. And so I was just trying to break it up with some simple horizontal lines.
You may be hearing that voice a lot these days. It belongs to Bruno. He's the flamboyant gay Austrian who's the latest invention of British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen. Cohen, of course, is the creator of Borat, and now he's back with an even more ridiculous character. The movie Bruno comes out today, and film critic Nathan Lee has checked it out. Good morning, Nathan.
Hi.
So, from what we just heard, it sounds like Bruno is a pretty over-the-top character. Is he just a stereotype or something more?
Bruno is a stereotype with a vengeance and an agenda. So he is more than a stereotype. But what's interesting about him is there's a stereotype on a number of levels. It's sort of a burlesque of this gay character, but also making fun of Eurotrash, celebrity-obsessed, kind of fashionista culture.
You know, the Bruno premise is kind of similar to Borat. You take an absurd character, you know, you put him in situations with ordinary, sometimes famous Americans, and you see how they react. How does Cohen even manage to still surprise people at this point?
Well, he does and he doesn't. He's become so famous at this point that it's harder for this Bruno character to sort of punk and make fun of, you know, ostensibly with it sort of fashion people. You know, what remains great about Bruno, like Borat, is it's impossible to tell how much of this is scripted, how much of this is kind of a guerrilla stunt. You know, where does the line between documentary and sort of a staged narrative come in?
Let's play another clip from the movie. Here, Bruno is doing a TV talk show, appearing as a single parent, and he's got a little baby that he says he went to get in Africa, just like Madonna or Angelina Jolie.
How did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him?
Swapped the baby for what?
For an iPod.
What?
Not just any iPod, once that was like limited edition, red. A U2 iPod, heard of it?
That's Sacha Baron Cohen in his new movie, Bruno. Nathan Lee, the premise in that scene is so over the top. Does it work for you as comedy?
I mean, I could show you the bruises on my ribs from laughing at this movie. It's beyond hilarious. I mean, I don't know that Bruno has quite the conceptual and political edge that Borat had, but just as a straight-up comedy, so to speak, it's outrageously fun.
Now, it wouldn't be a Sacha Baron Cohen movie without a controversy. He is being criticized for basically encouraging some really damaging stereotypes about gay people. And one gay media watchdog group wanted the studio to add a pro-gay rights statement at the end of the movie. Do you think they should have?
You know, I don't think people are stupid. I think they're going to get the joke of this. And yes, we're laughing at Bruno, but we're laughing with him. And the character, as you said, is a stereotype so far over the top that it becomes this burlesque of the whole idea of this sort of ridiculous gay fashionista. So I think those calls to, you know, that this is bad for the gays are a little bit overblown.
With this kind of politically incorrect humor, I think it really comes down to where it's coming from, like what place it's coming from. It doesn't seem like he's coming from a hateful place, so it's kind of okay to laugh with it. You know, we don't live in like a post-homophobic or post-racist society, but we can laugh at it because he's not coming from a hateful place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cohen is a smart guy, and he's clearly pushing representations of the sort of ridiculous gay stereotypes, you know, beyond the limit. The movie contains some of the most outrageous and graphic gay imagery that a major studio has ever put on screen. And on some level, it's sort of great for a gay audience because we're getting to see a sort of, you know, crazy gross out comedy in the way that straight people get to see all the time with these Apatow comedies and, you know, all these sort of like bromance dude movies. This is a movie that takes that kind of sexual burlesque, you know, and satire and sort of queers it.
All right, film critic Nathan Lee with his take on Sacha Baron Cohen's new movie, Bruno. The movie is out today. Nathan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. We'll be right back.